As he left the room, Max's cell phone purred. He reached into his pocket for it. The caller ID read Chairman.
"We're here, safe and sound," he said by way of greeting.
"Glad to hear it," Cabrillo replied. "Was Jenner there?"
"Yes. Seems we're lucky to have found him."
"Good. How's Kyle doing?"
"He'll be coming out of the drugs pretty soon. We'll know then."
"You've got a whole boatload of people pulling for the both of you."
"This has been tough," Max admitted. "A lot tougher than I had realized."
"He's your son. Even if you two aren't close, you still love him. The important thing is that you're there for Kyle now. Take all the time you need, okay?"
"Okay." Eddie gestured for the phone. "Hold on, Eddie wants to talk to you."
"One, I was talking with Jenner, and he mentioned the responsivists have hired cruise ships in the past."
"And?"
"Could be a wild goose chase, but it wouldn't hurt to have Eric and Mark cross-reference those voyages to see if anything weird went down."
"Not a bad idea. Anything else?"
"He said there are rumors they are building a new retreat in the Philippines. If there was something like 400 responsivists on the Dawn when she sank, I think they're further along in construction than Dr. Jenner knows. Might be worth checking out."
"Two for two," Cabrillo remarked.
Jenner stepped out of the bedroom, closing the door behind him. In a stage whisper, he said,
"Kyle's coming awake. I think it's best if you two leave us for a while."
"One, we have to go," Eddie said into the phone and cut the connection.
Max was on his feet.
"For how long?"
"Give me your cell phone number and I will call you. Probably an hour or two. Kyle and I will talk some, and then I will administer a sedative."
Max looked at the closed bedroom door and at Jenner, conflicted about what was right.
"Trust me, Mr. Henley. I know what I'm doing."
Eddie was leaning against the elevator's rear wall when the car reached the lobby. Max was to his right. When the doors opened, he pushed himself off the wall as two strangers in suits charged inside. Eddie thought nothing of this lapse in elevator etiquette as the men brushed against him. Then he felt one of them reach a hand into his coat pocket and start to lift the Beretta hanging in his shoulder holster. He turned to react, and a gun fitted with a silencer was pressed between his eyes. Max was just as quickly disarmed. It took all of 2 seconds.
"Either of you move and you're dead," the larger of the two men said. His English was accented.
The close quarters negated most of Sung's power martial arts moves, but that didn't mean he wasn't going to put up a fight. He tensed fractionally, and the gunman somehow sensed it. The pistol was rammed into Max's gut, expelling his breath in an explosive whoosh.
"That is your last warning."
The doors whispered closed, and the elevator began to rise. As Max struggled to reinflate his lungs, thoughts swirled through Eddie's mind. He wondered how they had been tracked so easily and quickly, and if he should reveal that he suspected this was Zelimer Kovac, the man mentioned on the bug Juan had planted at the retreat. He also wondered why Kyle Hanley was so important to the responsivists that they would take a chance like this to get him back. It didn't make sense.
"You're going to have to kill me," Max was finally able to say. "You're not getting your hands on my son again, Kovac."
The Serb appeared surprised that Max knew his name, but the look quickly faded.
"That is the most likely outcome."
The elevator doors opened on the 6th floor, and they were returned to the room they'd just left. Kovac's partner entered the suite. In just seconds, they heard Dr. Jenner cry out,
"What is the meaning of this?"
The gunman ignored him as he made the demand again. 20 seconds later, the partner shouted out to Kovac in clear American English,
"Suite secure, only the deprogrammer and the kid."
Kovac flicked the gun barrel, and Max and Eddie entered the room.
"Dad?"
Kyle Hanley stood from the sofa, looking none the worse for the drugs that had been coursing through his veins for the past 24 hours.
"Kyle."
"How dare you do this to me?" Kyle shouted.
"I did it because I love you,"
Max said helplessly, conflicting emotions wrenching his words.
Silence! Kovac roared.
He strode up to Jenner, towering over him. Jenner seemed to shrink into his skin, and his latest protest died on his lips. When the Serb assassin spoke, his rage was barely contained.
Mr. Severance gave me express orders not to kill you, but he didn't say anything about this.
He slammed the butt of his pistol into the psychiatrist's head. Two things happened at that instant. Jenner started to collapse to the floor, the wound pumping blood, and Eddie Sung took off running, using the momentary distraction to its fullest.